Let us bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, good morning. I'm here on a Monday. Strange, but I'm here. And let me tell you, Sunday worked out the way we thought it would. We said if there were to be any rain or drizzle, it wouldn't occur until late in the day.
Yeah.
So I was glad about that. But now we're stuck in this weather pattern for the next 2 or 3 days. It will be clearing up by the end of the week. So some rain and drizzle at times today, mid-50s. Same for tonight, 50 to 55. Spotty drizzle tomorrow, mid-60s. Then showers and reaching the low 70s Wednesday. Scattered showers, then some clearing will begin later Thursday, 70. And we'll be in the 50s on Friday, but with sunshine. And right now the weekend looks to be basically fair and dry, which is, of course, the last weekend of October already.
Yeah, we're heading into wintertime.
Yeah, you're heading into November next week, no doubt about that. I believe next Sunday, next Saturday night, next Sunday is when we turn the clocks back.
And like we said before, the Senate has already voted on ending that. And,
okay.
And they expect the Congress to vote on it in the next session. So that means when we get into the next change of clocks, that'll be the last one we'll have to do.
So, in other words, back when we get to March and we go ahead 1 hour, that's the where it'll stay.
And daylight savings time will be a thing of history.
Okay. That doesn't make me too happy because that means we get all our maps later and all our data later.
Well, maybe the National Weather Service will change and they'll I know that's never going to happen.
Never happen. Never happen.
What am I talking about? This is never going to happen.
I have to tell you, I'm trying to remember if I got to see, I got to see the, I know I'm late on this, folks. I got to see Ghostbusters, The Afterlife, and I know you saw it, Marshall. I thought it was very good.
It was good, but still, just don't compare it to the first one.
That's all. Yeah. Right. Don't compare it to it. Completely different, right.
It's not a sequel. It's a different take of it. So just enjoy it for that.
Right. And there was another movie I watched yesterday. I mean, if you like cornball Halloween movies, this is one of them. What's his name? Is it? Adam Sandler.
Okay.
It's called Hubie Halloween.
And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it's a cute movie.
I mean, it's nothing to write home about, but you're not going to be upset. It's not like you're going to waste 2 hours or anything like that.
Right, yeah, it's a cute movie. A cute movie. Yeah. Then on another somber note, I don't know if you remember him, but I'm sure you do. Do you remember Hank Berg?
Oh, gosh, Hank Berg, yes. Okay. Don't tell me anything happened to him.
Well, he's pretty sick.
Oh, no.
You know, Hank has been the supervisor and weather observer at Islip Airport. For quite a number of years, ever since he left here. It was over a year ago he came down with prostate cancer. And unfortunately, progressed to stage 4. And last week he was taken to the hospital again. It has spread it to the liver. Of course, he's being treated for that, but he has submitted his resignation. So he's going to be leaving his post there. And our guy, Don, you remember Don?
Yeah.
Don's going to probably be taking over that. So that news was very distressing. And then my friend David from the lake. Didn't I tell you about this on Friday?
I don't think so.
Okay. He woke up in excruciating pain in his stomach. And he woke his wife up at 4:30 in the morning, and he told her, he said, I'm in excruciating pain. So she quickly got dressed. She took him to the ER. They got there. They gave him a little swipe. They said, you have COVID, and you probably have an intestinal infection. They gave him antibiotics, sent him home. As soon as he got home, he got even sicker, if that's imaginable. She had to bring him back, and of course she raved and said to them, how dare you release him, not knowing what's going on here. You know, telling him he's got COVID and that's it. So they started taking tests and everything. They found a growth in the intestines. And over the weekend, I spoke to him yesterday early afternoon. And he said, you know, they plan on doing laparoscopic, you know, to remove that. He goes, I hope they do it fast because I want to get out of here. Sounded great. I get a text an hour late. He's in surgery. The surgeon called his wife and said, we got to go in there. It's been 5 days. Anything we've done in the hospital so far has not worked. Wow. So they went in there and they did a dissection of the intestines. And I guess with whatever they took out, they sent to pathology. So he was in recovery as of late yesterday afternoon. And I hope to find out more today. But very distressing, because if you met this guy, you would say, I don't believe it. I mean, you know, he umpires soccer. He umpires baseball. He plays in a softball team. He's in a band. I mean, the guy doesn't stop. He just doesn't stop.
No.
And he's 72.
Yeah. Now, Hank Berg, a lot of people know. Yes. Hank Berg, I met several times and knew of him because of Hudson Valley Radio. And Hudson Valley Radio runs from basically Albany down to the borders of New York. Right. When you're in radio in that region, you basically know a lot of people. Hank Berg, over the past year and a half, has guided and helped somebody through some very troubling times. A guy who lost his job, lost his home, lived on the streets for 6 to 8 months, and Hank Berg was there just about every day for him. He finally got a job now, and he's doing great in the Midwest. But Hank is just a great guy, and my thoughts are with him and his family for nothing but the best. He's just been a great guy and an institution.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hank's first weather job was here with me, and he went from being a forecaster to being my office manager, and he really kept everything moving. He was also, if you remember, he was also on the Connecticut Radio Network.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
For quite some time, right? So he had done a lot of stuff. It was time for him to move on. I think he was here 17 years. And he got married, and he married Thomasina, who was a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. So it was a husband and wife team that were both meteorologists. And Thomasina worked for me for quite a while, too. You know, she left the Hurricane Center after she married him, and she came up here, and both of them worked together, which was kind of interesting. So, I'm very, very upset about it because he's a young man. He's 65. Again, I remember him talking about this many, many years ago when he first came into the office. 2, 3, 4 years later, everybody would come down with viruses and the flu, but not Hank. And I said, Hank, how is it that everybody in this office gets sick but you? He goes, I think in my college days, I said, yeah, he goes, I remember once, he went to Oswego, and he said, I remember once, it was a freezing cold night. He said, there was snow on the ground the whole bit. He said, and they dared me to run out there with no shirt on. He said, and I ran outside, I ran around the campus with no shirt on. He goes, and I think ever since that day, I built up such an immunity that I just don't bother getting colds and flus. And now that this hit me, I remember him saying that. And I'm saying, you know what? Why couldn't that carry through? I know he lost his father a few years back. His brother's a dentist, his younger brother. He just has a younger brother, that's it. And his mom is still alive, too. But I do remember, always having a lot of fun with Hank. He could be serious when he wanted to be, but also very, very funny. And he held out all our stations for quite some time. The stations loved him.
Yep. He's a good guy. Good guy. I wish the best for him.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted as to what goes on there.
So I it was my birthday yesterday. I had a great day.
Well, happy birthday, Marshall.
The Giants won their fourth game in a row. They're 6-1.
Okay. How the Yankees do?
They're out. They're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Gone. Swept. Four games straight.
Okay. That's it.
I guess I would have taken it a little harder, but the Giants are doing so good, I didn't care. You know how long it's been since the Giants have been 6 wins and 1 loss? Maybe 20 years.
Did you have birthday cake for your birthday?
I did not have birthday cake. I had someone made me a birthday cupcake. I had that. I made myself short ribs with a short rib stew, which came out really, really well. And I made some beef bone broth.
Okay.
And then I just sat and relaxed and had a good time.
Good. And my family was here on Saturday, and we had a nice time. First time the family's gotten together in over 2 years. Went to the community yard sale. After that, I took them up the mountains to see the Mario Cuomo Bridge from all the way on top. They loved that. Then we went for a nice long walk in the neighborhood with the dog. Then we had dinner, then dessert, and then they went home.
That's nice. Sounds nice.
Yeah. So it was pretty exhausting because they got here at 1 and they left at 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was busy preparing everything from 6 o'clock in the morning. So it was a long day, but it was nice to see them and we had a good time.
All right, and any word on how the progress is coming at the house?
Cabin's coming along real well. They knocked the wall out between the kitchen and the extension, and they sided the whole outside. We'll put the windows in and the skyline.
So you'll be all set first thing next year.
Well, I don't know how quick they're going to get the well in and all of that stuff, you know, all of that stuff working. But
yeah, but at least you'll have the extra room. That'll be done already.
Oh, the hardest part of it will be all done. Right, exactly.
All right there. Well, hey, give us a recap of this forecast.
Yep. Rain and drizzle today, tonight, tomorrow, showers on Wednesday, and then we'll begin to see clearing late week.
With that being said, Pat, have a good day, and I'll check with you mañana.
Sounds good. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.